Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Infinite Vibrations. I am Tashi Katie Cooper, your host this evening, and today we are talking about enhancing your vibration with your actions. So this is the third in the series of different ways to enhance your vibration. First, we talked about how to enhance our vibration with our thoughts. Then we talked about enhancing our vibration with our spoken words. And finally, today in this series, we're going to talk about enhancing our vibration with our actions. So first, I just want to go back a little bit in regards to the thoughts and the words we speak. I want you to be patient with yourself. Give yourself time to reprogram your patterns. Just because you affirm happiness or affirm positive thoughts or speak from a high place, we don't do it all the time. We don't do it consistently. We're human. I'm human. I can't say that every thought that comes through my mind is a positive, high thought vibrating at a high level. But I will say that I do practice it consistently, and I'm constantly exercising those muscles. So I want you to be patient with yourself and just make it like you need water and you drink water and you realize you're thirsty. Well, I want it to become a part of you where you, when you realize you're thirsty for it, you're like, oh, wait, let me change that. Let me replenish this thirst by thinking in a more positive way, speaking from a high place. And when we think and speak from a high place, that's not just for ourselves. You know, we want to think high and speak high about ourselves, but also for others, and speak goodness into situations as well. Okay. Now, the things that I'm going to share tonight, this list is not exhaustive. Okay. There are so many ways that you can enhance your vibration. So many actions that you can do to enhance your vibrations. And I'm going to talk about a few, okay? So first and foremost, be kind to yourself, okay? Be kind to yourself. One way we can be kind to ourselves is to get plenty of rest. A lot of us work a lot, or we veg out in front of the TV, or we're on social media, and we let the time go by, and we're just up really, really late, knowing that we have to get up in a few hours. So give yourself some time to rest. Take some time out to just rest. People who know me know that I work a lot. I am always on the go, whether it's for my business or something personal. I always have, and if I'm not on the go, I have my head stuck in a book. I'm studying so that I can be prepared for the classes that I teach. And more importantly, I study to enhance my knowledge of self and my comprehension of self and how I am in this world. So sometimes I just need to, like, put everything down and just rest. And I honestly can say that within the last month or so, I've been doing just that. And it's been reflective in some of the conversations that I have, especially when I see people that I haven't seen in a while, and they say, oh, my God, you look so good. Your skin looks great. It's like you seem happier. You seem lighter. And honestly, I know for certain that I can give some of that credit to rest. So rest can definitely, I shouldn't say definitely, but it can enhance your vibration. Eating healthy and drinking plenty of water. Mm-hmm. Drinking plenty of water. Let's talk about that. I know we love to consume our sodas and iced teas and lemonades and alcoholic beverages. I know it sometimes it makes us feel good. We just need to have that sugar fix or that carbonated feeling going down our throat, or just the alcohol or the high from the alcohol. But the best thing to flush the system out and to add oxygen to your body is through water. Okay, so let's try to drink more water. That's definitely going to help to enhance your vibration and help to flush out toxins or move toxins along the way so that we can purge them. Eat healthy. If you know that fried foods, desserts filled with sugars and processed foods and salted foods, and you know what, I love potatoes and salt. Okay, I do. But if we know that these things adversely affect our health, then we have to choose healthier options. That's just it's as simple as that. Now, yes, unhealthy food will deflate your vibration, but what really deflated is how we feel about what we're eating. Think about that. You know, I often hear, and I used to say it a lot, but I don't say it too much. I was like, you know what? I've been so good. I'm going to treat myself to XYZ. Like, I'm going to treat myself to a slice of this or a piece of that. But are you really treating yourself? I mean, because it's not really giving you, it's not enhancing your vibration. It's not adding to your health. It's actually taking away. And I'm not saying not to do, not to consume the sugars and fried foods and stuff like that. I mean, it's not good for you, but do it in moderation. If not at all. If not at all. So think about that, because sometimes we feel good. We think we feel good about it. You know, we trick ourselves and say, oh my God, in that moment, it tastes so good and it feels so good. And in that moment, you feel so good. But then sometimes we get depressed about, oh my God, I can't believe I ate all of that cake or all of that pie. Or, oh no, now I got to run an extra mile. Or, you know, you just don't feel good about it. So think about that, because sometimes it's that feeling of what you're doing that can either enhance or deflate the vibration as well. I'm a vegan, but even vegans can be unhealthy if the diet isn't balanced, one, and two, if we don't eat organically. We may eat fruits, veggies, grains, nuts, berries, and legumes, but if they're not organic, we're deflating our vibration from all the toxic pesticides we're consuming. And so when you look at that, and then those people, and then those who are not vegans, like if you're meat eaters, or even your folks that are just doing chicken and fish, you know, all of the hormones and antibiotics that they're pumping in these animals, that's just going inside of us. That's not adding to your vibration. And so a lot of times we have to really, let's think healthier. Let's just think healthier. And it brings me to my next way or action that we can do to enhance our vibration, and that is cleansing. In this day and age, we have to cleanse, okay? Whether it's the food and drink we consume, or the air we breathe, we have to cleanse. We have to cleanse our kidneys. We have to cleanse our liver and our colon. And of course, above all, we have to cleanse our minds. You know, we got to alter those thoughts. A lot of us, some of us just, you know, we got to purge like constantly, all day, every day, to get some of those thoughts, toxic thoughts out of us. But yeah, think about doing a cleanse, and maybe just start off with a colon cleanse, or just with a kidney. don't do it all at once, but get into some type of regimen that you purge that toxic buildup within you, and that will lighten the weight and enhance your vibration as well. Okay. Next, let's go to exercise. Okay. You got to move your bodies. Okay. Whether it's dancing, walking, running, riding a bicycle, do something that you enjoy doing to help increase your circulation. Poor circulation equals toxic buildup, and toxic buildup deflates our vibration. And so when you add or you look at if we're eating foods that are filled with toxins and then we're not moving, we're not exercising, we're not moving those toxins along and out of our bodies, then it's just sitting there and sitting there. And then we get these illnesses and cancer and diabetes and hypertension. Just we have to take care of ourselves. Okay. Now, I do suggest it's easier to do an exercise, do some form of exercise that you enjoy doing. Like I love to dance. So, and then I also like creating my own mini boot camps. I like to work out outside because I like to challenge myself. So I suggest you do something that makes you smile. Now, I don't particularly enjoy yoga. No, not really. And most yoga classes are like 90 minutes. But I have to say, I feel so invigorated after a yoga class. Feeling that I know I'm going to feel afterwards is an awesome motivation for me to go. And so from that perspective, I love yoga, but it's just like going through all the poses. And I think for me, it's just slowing down for 90 minutes is and then the challenge of holding some of the poses. But it's just I don't know. I just don't. It's just not my favorite thing. I'd rather go take an African dance class. But like I said, I enjoy how I feel afterwards, and so that's enough motivation for me. And that feeling, that lightheartedness and just that feel good feeling, I know is enhancing my vibration. And you may ask, okay, so why do we want to enhance our vibration? Well, heightened vibrations make us happier. We feel better about ourselves. We tend to have better attitudes. We are more productive in our work, whether it be at our job, work at our business, or via our studies if we're in school. We tend to think clearer, and we actually attract more positive people, experiences, and outcomes to us when our vibration is at a high level. Okay, so those are some of the reasons, just to recap, why we want to enhance our vibration. We talked about that in our first episode. Okay. Okay, so next, how about do less worrying? Okay, do less worrying and more prayer. And while you're praying, how about expressing more gratitude during your prayer? You know, sometimes you're always asking for something, we're always asking for something, but we don't recognize what we already have, the blessings that we already have. Sometimes the universe just wants a thank you. And when you say thank you, the universe likes it so much that it's going to give you more because it'll give you more so that you can say thank you more. That's how I look at it. So just recognize some, and then it forces you to look at all the blessings that you have, even if that blessing was that you opened your eyes, that you are in your conscious mind, that you are experiencing optimum health. Like maybe your issue is it's not enough money, but you're experiencing optimum health. You have no trouble breathing, taking in life. You have balance. You can get up and walk. Okay, so different things like that. You have food in the refrigerator. And if that's not the case, you have the ability to go out there and attract it to you. You never know what someone else is going through. They say that if you're in a crowd of people and everyone writes down their problems on a sheet of paper, and then everyone throws that paper up in the sky, when everyone sees what's up in the sky, they're going to be reaching back for their own. So give thanks for what's going on in your life. Give thanks for even your struggles. Give thanks for what you've overcome. You know, that helps to enhance your vibration. Okay? Breathing exercises help. Okay, we'll talk about that more in another episode. Breathing exercises will help to enhance your vibration. Conscious breathing. A lot of times we're not even aware that we're holding our breath throughout the day. Whether we're happy or stressed out or sad, a lot of times we're not breathing fully. We're not consciously breathing. And because we're not consciously breathing, that disrupts the flow of oxygen flowing through our blood, right? So keep that in mind, okay? Meditate more. Meditate more. People say, it's hard for me to meditate. I always fall asleep. Or I don't know how to meditate. I'm going to tell you, just sit in quiet. Just sit in complete silence. Don't even turn on soft music. Just try it for like 5 minutes. Phone down. In fact, turn it off and put it in a closet somewhere buried under shoes so that you wouldn't even think about it. Okay? Just sit in quiet. And be still. Be still. Don't even start to pray. Meditation is like a form of just being there and listening to the thought that comes to your mind. And it could be an answer to a previous prayer or an idea, some form of inspiration. The most basic meditation that you can do is focus on your breath, your inhalations and exhalations. When you focus on when you inhale and when you exhale, you're in the present moment. You're nowhere in the future. You know, you're not wondering how this bill is going to get paid. You're nowhere in the past, wishing you hadn't said something the way you did. You're right in the present. Okay, so that's your most basic meditation. Another great meditation, and this one, I really like, it's a smiling meditation. Just sit there and smile. You know, I've mentioned this to, when I facilitate guided meditations, this is one of the things that I do at the end sometimes. And I just invite everyone to just smile. And at the end, you know, sometimes I get feedback like, oh, I didn't really feel comfortable. I felt kind of weird just sitting there and smiling. And, you know, I felt like I looked goofy. But guess what? Get out of your way. Who cares how you look? One thing, it's challenging to think of negative thoughts while you're smiling. So that's an awesome meditation. Just sit and smile. Just sit and smile. When things are just not going your way, when you're confused about something, when you're worrying about something, just stop and just smile. Just keep smiling. And it'll Life will help you move, okay? I think we as humans, we take so many things so seriously, that we need to just stop and smile about it and just laugh about the scenarios that we encounter. And for those of you who think that you may look silly or who's going to sit up there and just smile, that doesn't make any sense. Well, I say, I bet you look beautiful. And if you did it more often, you probably would feel beautiful too. And when we remember what it's our thoughts about what we're doing, so when we're feeling good about ourselves or feeling beautiful, that's going to also help to enhance your vibration. Because people are attracted to that feel good feeling. Okay? So, I also want to talk about hobbies. Okay? Hobbies are your friend. Okay. Some people say, I don't know what I like to do. And I say, you know what? Just try a few things, you know? I enjoy dancing. I think I said that before. But you got to ask yourself, what do you like to do that's not detrimental to your health and actually makes you smile and feel good? Yeah. And so I like dancing. I like West African dance. I used to actually perform it over a decade ago. And so I love West African dance, and my favorite style of dance is called Sabar, and it's from Senegal. And I get giddy like a kid when I can take a Sabar class. I can't. I know my vibration is bigger than what it was the moment before I found out that a class was going on. You know, I love Sabar. Quick story. I remember once when I was living in New York, I was at a Sabar class, and they have this opening rhythm that the drummers would play. And one time they were doing this opening rhythm, and I literally started blushing. I don't know what it was. It was just me. I don't know. I just started blushing. I love this dance. I don't know why I'm so attracted to it, but it is a part of me. I used to dream about dancing this dance. Yep, I've had dreams of seeing people dancing it. I've had dreams where I was dancing it. And I love watching other people dance and perform it. I just love everything about it. So I like being the dancer. I like being a spectator watching it, and I even took some of the drum lessons as well. So I love that. So you know that about me. I also love knitting. Believe I love knitting. I enjoy crocheting. I like to create. And these things make me smile. I won't say, I feel so with the dance, I feel joy. With the knitting and crocheting, and I even make some jewelry, it's calming to my mind. It's meditative, and it just feels good. I get in this zone, and I'm excited about whatever it is I'm creating. I look at my pattern, and then I look at what I'm working on, and I just look forward to that outcome. I don't know what it is. And then it's just, like I said, it's calming for me. And then I also enjoy writing. So I do, in addition to writing affirmations, I write my thoughts. I do keep a journal. That's meditative for me as well. It also shows evolution, like how I've grown. When I look back at the way I used to think about certain things and just looking back at how I achieved certain things or didn't achieve certain things via my thoughts, via my words. So I enjoy writing and creating stories as well. I enjoy that. And I hope to be sharing my novel, Redemption's Lullaby, with you all very soon as well. So I enjoy writing. Oh, and I love reading a good book. Okay. Love reading a good book. Whether that is like a self-help book, whether it's a book on like energy work, meaning talking about the chakras and the energetic bodies like auras and meridians. I love stuff like that. But I also like a really good novel, you know, which I actually prefer reading a book than watching a movie. I enjoy sitting on my front porch. Oh, and if it's raining, that's a bonus. And I like talking to my girlfriends and just laughing about the craziest things. So I'm listing these things because sometimes people don't think about it. Was like, well, I don't know what it is I like to do, or and sometimes it's just something really simple that you didn't even think about. And so that's why I wanted to share those with you. So think about your hobbies, or think about a hobby. I like to do so many things. Also have wanted to learn how to sew, but that's so funny. If you knew me, you'd be like, when Tashi, when are you gonna do everything? So I invite you to get a hobby if you don't already have one. And if you have one, go ahead and do it more. Find yourself in that space, experiencing that hobby more. Okay. Next, be kind to others. Greet people when you walk past them and when you walk into a room. Oh my God, it's such a pet peeve. I know I'm from the South, and I know in New York they don't really do that. And even in California. I'm just naming places that I've lived in that they really don't speak to people on the street, right? But it's okay. Go ahead, just look at them and just say hi and even add a smile to it. It's really rewarding. It feels good. It feels way better than acting like you're walking by air and just trying to look straight ahead. You're going through all these conniptions to pretend like you don't see this person. And then, ooh wee, if you're in an office environment, that really unnerves me when you're walking down the hall and the person just avoids your eyes. Go ahead, speak, greet people, be kind to people, give them a smile. If someone looks nice, it's okay. Be helpful if it's in your means to be helpful. The universe will pay you back. Okay? So be kind to yourself. Look at your eating habits, your exercise, if you're meditating, smile more, smile in a meditation. Okay? Enhance your vibration. Love yourself, love others. As usual, I always like to plug my business because our show is coming to an end. If you're in the Atlanta area and you'd like a massage or a spa party, visit us at www.infinitehealingllc.com or give us a call at 404-425-4840. And we can give you a consultation on for your next spa party. Okay, it has been a pleasure talking to you all this evening, and I wish you all enhanced vibration. Thank you for tuning in to Infinite Vibrations. Your host, Tashi Katie Cooper, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Take care.